Eric Erlandson from the Tampa Tribune joins us. Eric, who do you think is number one on Steve Yzerman's free agent wish list?
Well, pick out a righty defenseman that's available. Dan Boyle, Matt Niskanen, Anton Strahlman, and that's where you'll find your answer.
Okay. Anton Strahlman, you know, you look at his point totals, not great. You look at his possession numbers, obviously a lot better. Still a guy who played kind of like number four, maybe a little bit of number 3 minutes in New York. How good is he? You see him a lot more than I do being in the East.
Well, he gets overshadowed a lot just because of Dan Girardi and Ryan McDonough. I mean, those are the two guys that stand out. But, you know, in watching the Rangers and especially watching their playoff run, I thought he was a very steady presence on their blue line. And I think in the right situation, he can be a very good player.
So because of his age, him and Niskanen, and maybe, you know, Niskanen, because of his offensive numbers, probably gets more. Is Strahlman the guy you think that Yzerman might lean towards more right now out of the three?
In all honesty, I think it might be Dan Boyle, and that's not because of the reunion factor. You know, we all know Dan Boyle's age, but I think Steve Yzerman would like to bring in a guy on a shorter term deal because we all know that the higher profile guys are going to seek the longer term contracts, and they're going to be costly. But I think you'd rather avoid the 6, 7, 8 year type of deals. Well, not eight, the 6 or 7 type deals that these guys are going to look for. So he's not tied into it because they just drafted, you know, Anthony DeAngelo, who's a very high-profile offensive defenseman with a first-round draft pick, if they think he can be ready in a couple of years. And they used 4 of their first 5 picks on defensemen. So I don't think he wants to lock himself into, you know, a 6 or 7 year contract.
Okay. Now, you know, Tampa has bought out Vinny LeCavalier last year. Now they're retaining a third of Sam Gagner's contract. They bought out Ryan Malone. I'm guessing there's some pressure for them to make smart financial decisions moving forward.
Well, certainly, you know, and if you look at some of the deals that Steve Yzerman has made, you know, Keith Ollie trade did not work out. He was not issued a qualifying offer today. The trade for Anders Lindback did not work out. They gave up a pretty hefty price to acquire him. He was not qualified today. So certainly there has to be some pressure on it. And if you're going to move out guys like Teddy Purcell, who has offensive skill, if you're going to move out Nate Thompson just for draft pick, just to clear up salary cap space, you better do something good with that cap space.
Speaking of Purcell, you saw him for the last few years. We just had him on the show, and he felt like, you know, under the Boucher, he had a lot of confidence. He played in a lot of situations, and last year he never really found a role on the team. How much was that of a new coach? How much was that on Purcell maybe not playing the same level as he had previously?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, Guy Boucher seemed to be able to know how to use Teddy Purcell and get the most out of Teddy than John Cooper does. You know, maybe their methods are a little bit different, the way they try and go about pushing the right buttons. But I also think when Steven Stamkos went down last year, Teddy Purcell was the guy that they counted on to kind of fill that void offensively a little bit, to pick up some points and score some goals. And he just wasn't able to do it last year. And that's kind of been the knock on him a little bit throughout his career. You know, he'd go into spurts where he kind of, not necessarily disappear, but he wouldn't be as productive as you would want him to be. He would not produce offense as much as you would want to be. And he's not as hard on the puck. He canalizes you with so much skill, and I think there's so much more that Teddy can give, and hopefully he can find that at Edmonton.
That's interesting. Has a lot of skill. He's not a, you know, he doesn't play the game overly competitive, right? Like, he's not a banger. He's not going to win you a lot of battles. He admitted he's not great on the boards.
Yeah, he's not. And that's one of the things that both Guy Boucher and John Cooper always talked about. They always wanted him to be harder on the puck, you know, a little bit harder on the forecheck, and it's just not his game. Sometimes you can't turn guys into that, but sometimes it's the compete level that you can see. Are you giving it your best? Are you trying the hardest? And there were times where, you know, Guy Boucher would drop him down to the fourth line and Teddy would respond. And for whatever reason, last year when John Cooper tried that, Teddy just did not respond the same way.
Looking at their forward situation, where do you think Jonathan Drouin fits in?
Well, he's almost definitely on this roster next year. He's got nothing to prove in the Quebec League anymore. He was a masterful last year, even without Nathan MacKinnon on his team this year around. He was the best player on that team. So he's got a spot on this roster. I think that they're going to do everything they can to ease the transition. They don't want to put him into a top six role right away. But I think a couple of months into the season, as he gets more comfortable, gets more familiar, gets a little bit better defensively, you'll start to see him in a top six role, and he's a guy honestly, you can go into next season and talk about him as a potential caller candidate. He's that good with the puck, and if he ends up playing, you know, power play time with Steven Stamkos, watch out.
Yeah, well, that definitely would help. But, you know, Tampa Bay has a lot of skilled forwards, right? Now, Ryan Malone, they take out of the lineup, and I know he wasn't the same player. We all know what happened to him off the ice. But is Steve Yzerman looking to maybe add some size skill, I guess, to that top nine?
Well, that's what everybody wants, right? Everybody wants some size and skill. It's the perfect combination. And these guys right now, they have the skill. They don't have a whole lot of size. You look at, you know, even Stamkos, he's only 6 foot. Tyler Johnson is 5'9". Andre Palat is only 6 foot. You know, Alex Korn might be their biggest guy at 6'1". Ryan Callahan, he's only 5'11", but he plays like he's 6'2". So, you know, certainly that if you're going to look for someone where they want to improve, it's to have a little more physicality in their lineup for sure.
Goaltending, Lindback today, not qualified. What are they going to do as a backup, do you think?
Well, they haven't ruled out bringing back Lindback. They just did not want to qualify him at the $2.2 million that he was making. So they did say that they would like to have discussions with him, but they will also explore what's out on the market, and that includes potentially a Marty Brodeur. You know, you might want to look at Thomas Greiss, Chad Johnson, guys like that that they might explore and see what kind of deal they can get done with those guys.
You look at, you know, goaltending, and people wonder if they would have won a series, well, at least won some games against Montreal. I'm not sure if goaltending would have allowed them to win that series or not. But on their back end, you talk about having a right shot defenseman, Eric. What about just having maybe some nastiness as well on the back end? Yzerman talk about that at all?
John Cooper does. You know, they especially around their own net. I mean, Ben Bishop was banged up quite a bit last year. They would have guys running the crease a lot, and you expect teams to do that, especially when you have a goalie as big as Ben Bishop. You want to try and kind of get under his skin as much as you can. So they've talked about that. I think John Cooper would like that. They brought up J.P. Cote for a while. He was supposed to provide that a little bit, more of a veteran, you know, more of an AHL guy, but a guy who likes to bang around the net. You know, and other than the Radko Gudas, they don't really have anybody that can be physical around the net. So that's something that they would like to maybe bring in, but I, you know, knowing Steve Yzerman's philosophy, and he compares to some of the days of the Red Wings when he won some cups, and even the last few years when they won it when he was an executive, it's not the way they're built. It's not necessarily part of Steve Yzerman's philosophy, but it'll be interesting to see if they do that, because it is on John Cooper's wish list.
And Ryan Malone, what can you tell us about that situation? Has he been cleared? Because I thought I read a report that he wasn't able to be bought out until, you know, because it's kind of like an injury when he was on in the rehabilitation program. So has he been cleared by that, by the NHL?
Yeah, and he's been bought out. They bought him out on the same day they signed Ryan Callahan to his contract is the day they bought Ryan Malone out. So that's all said and done. They're free of him.
Yeah, but like, what's left in his game? How much of a distraction were his off-ice issues?
Well, since those that didn't pop up until the end of April, right before the start of the postseason, so I don't think it was much of a distraction to the team. And certainly, you know, talking to Ryan Malone around the locker room leading up to the days of his arrest, you didn't notice any of that. You didn't sense any of that. You didn't sense any of that between his teammates. So I don't think it was much of a distraction during the season. As far as what kind of a game he has left, you know, he was hampered last year. He took a puck off his ankle and ended up missing 7 weeks. And that's tough for a guy who has, you know, some issues skating as it is, to try and get back in midseason and get into that shape and that skating shape. So I think he's got some more left in the tank. I think he's a great guy in the locker room. He's a good voice. He keeps people loose. He's always got a smile on his face. So in that aspect, I think he can help the team.
Eric, I appreciate the rundown. So outside of Dan Boyle, I guess he would be target number one, you think, for Steve Yzerman. What's your other best guess for free agency tomorrow for Tampa?
Well, certainly the backup goaltender situation will be something that they'll look at. They want to address that probably as quick as possible. We know how the game of musical chairs can go with goalies in the unrestricted free agent market. So, and if they don't get Boyle, you know, there's always a trade route they can explore, too.
Well, we appreciate it. Should be fun. Yzerman's clearly shown he's not afraid to make some deals and wheel and deal. We appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
Okay, I appreciate the time.